Chapter 6. Drull Hogwife was often up earlier than any beast at Redwall. Being Friar Sugum's faithful assistant, she would go straight to the kitchen. Though he hated to admit it, the good friar often slept a bit late, and who could deny him the privilege? Being advanced in seasons, labouring hard and late into the night, Sugum slept on a little bed in his office, next door to the larder. Drull crept into the kitchens an hour before dawn, planning to start readying breakfast and wake her friend Sugum with a hot beaker of honeyed mint tea. It was a refreshment the friar was always thankful for. Drull felt the warmth from the ovens as she took off her cloak and donned a rather flowery work apron. That was when she saw it. Ruark, the skipper of otters, had taken to sleeping in the gatehouse of late. Granvy, the old hedgehog recorder, always slept there in his armchair, leaving the big comfortable bed vacant. Ruark took full advantage of this. It was not yet daylight when urgent knocking roused him. Granvy blinked drowsily from his armchair.
Hey, who's that? It's still dark out there.
The big otter made a beeline for the door.
You stay there, mate. I'll see who it is.
He opened the door to be confronted by an almost incoherent hogwife. Drull kept covering her face with the flowery apron, gabbling non-stop.
Oh, corks, mercy me, whatever's happened. I never seen out like it in all me born days, so I never.
Skipper pulled the hysterical creature inside and pushed her down into a chair, questioning her.
What haven't you seen, ma'am? Slow down now. What is it?
Drull jumped up, waving her paws. She bustled out of the gatehouse, still alarmingly talkative.
Come and see. Come and see for yourselves, sir. Oh, corks and crap shells, you ain't never seen nothing like it. There's a vermin in the kitchens.
Grabbing his javelin from behind the door, Skipper sped past her.
A vermin, you say, ma'am? Stay away, and keep every beast out of the kitchens.
The young stoke, Globby, had indeed found the big cooking place after a long furtive search. Friar Sugum lay asleep in his office, unnoticed by the intruder. Globby had never seen so much food in one place. It was like paradise to the hungry young vermin. Trays of freshly baked scones, biscuits and breakfast bread were cooling on the shelves. The aroma almost sent him into ecstasy. He was stuffing his face with a scone, a thin almond biscuit and a small crispy fowl when he spotted the large earthenware jars with wooden ladles beside them. Honey, damson preserve, plum jam. In a moment he was dripping with a combination of all three, his paws, chin, snout and cheeks literally plastered with the mixture. Then he discovered the flasks of pale cider, October ale and elderberry wine. After a protracted period of sheer gluttony, gorging and swigging, Globby curled up on a ready flowered table surface, nestling his head on a heap of unkneaded dough. He slumped into a satisfied sleep amidst the culinary wreckage he had created. Scones, bread, biscuits lay scattered in a soggy mess with honey, preserves, spilled drink and an upset cauldron of cold oatmeal porridge.